Live from Hickory, it's Country-ish. Alan!
Just a country boy, and he's making it good. He was Jaws underdog, resting Beaver Rawls, living next to the wood. He liked to eat the sushi, but he don't even fish. Not so much a country boy, it's more like he's country-ish. Moved out of Hickory and headed for Southern Cal. Wound up TV and film, making Popsicle proud. Now this country boy is back with his family. Got himself a podcast, he knows it'll last, cause he's in Hickory.
That's right, I am from Hickory, and I'm happy about it. I hope you're happy no matter where you are. What up, bumpkins? You're about to watch and or listen to episode 65 of Country-ish, and we got a jam-packed, amazing, awesome show for you today, as always. Bill Engvall is going to be zooming into the show here in a little bit. We're going to play a dating game with one of our interns. Tiger Woods is in the news. Also, we have a small town news story about a man who threw an alligator through a drive-through window, and you guessed it, Florida. And as always, Good Will Hunting, because, well, we got that guy here today. And but first, let me let you know, we're live. We're on Facebook. We're going live on YouTube. We're going live on Twitter. All right, so we're not just a podcast that you can get anywhere, which we are, by the way. Apple Podcast, YouTube. I said iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, Podbean, you name it, we're on it as a podcast, and we like that. But we also like going live on Facebook and YouTube. And the amazing thing about going live on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter is that we can see your comments. I got my laptop right here, and I got interns back there who are reading your comments. And I'm going to go to them from time to time. I want to know what you're thinking about the show. You want me to ask Bill Engvall a certain question? Put it in the comments section. I'll ask him. I'm going to ask you about some dating questions here in a minute. So just know that. Let's go to the interns. As you can see back here in the back, we've got two of them. Oh, that. Yeah, there. Oh, look at this handsome devil right here doing the three-finger wave. Very eligible bachelor right there. A young man by the name of Isaiah. I like to call him Intern Isaiah. Wearing the Miyagi-Do karate headband and shades. Looking good. He's checking the Facebook comments. All right. And then sitting next to him, I'm sorry, ladies, this one's taken. Elliot. Yeah, see, he's married. Yep. Elliot the intern. Who wants to get? Who's just trying to get closer to the microphone? He's wearing my ginger beard mask, available on johnreap.com, and the Country-ish T-shirt, also available at johnreap.com. He's checking the YouTube comments. But before we get into that, this is where you guys that are watching me live right now come in. All right. In order for this podcast to grow, I need you to share. Okay, if you look at the bottom of your screen, it might be in the right or left-hand corner. There's a little button that does like that. Hit that button right now. Let's see how many people, if you share it, and if other people keep sharing it, we're going to grow as a podcast. But I need you to hit that share button, and I'll give you time to do it. You know, this will be a segment that we call the Share Stare. That's right. It's going to look right down at the camera, and I beg you to share the Share Stare. If I could make you share, I'd make you do it today. I'd ask you to hit that arrow button that points this way. Maybe this way. I need you to hit that button. I need you to hit it right now. All right, Alan, that's good enough. I don't know all the words to the Share song, but it's a Share Stare. Share. Share if you care. All right, we're done with that, Alan. Thank you very much. I think for this segment, I'm going to need a Share wig. Eventually, we'll get there. So thank you for sharing in advance. If you just did it, thank you. If you haven't done it yet, I know you'll get to it, and I appreciate it. All right, let's get on with the show. We got a lot to do. Number one, I'm on the road, dude, because this will come back out on Friday. I am in Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. All right, I got shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But before that, Wednesday night, in case you're watching it live, I will be at Lafayette's in Memphis, Tennessee. And then in March 19 and 20, I will be in Chattanooga at the Comedy Catch. Come see me. All right, let me introduce you to another man sitting very close to me. I'll go with the proximity. Kind of a famous dude, was brothers famous. Also very handsome. He works for Apple. Perhaps you've heard of a guy named John Stamos. Well, I got his little brother in here, and his name is Marcus. How you doing, Marcus Stamos?
Hello. Hey, how you?
It's good to see you again.
So, how about this? Oh, yeah. Is this a stare share?
Stamos share stare.
Share. Mm-hmm. Please.
Bam. I like that eyebrow, dude. Thanks, man. That pops.
Cocked it up to the side.
Let me see if I can do that. Yeah, I could do.
You got it.
Yeah. So yours are better because you got thicker eyebrows. Yeah,
they're bushed, man.
You look like, kind of like The Rock. Yeah. Like The Rock has that look that he does.
So
good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming.
Hopefully you're not tired of seeing me because I spent all weekend with you.
I had a good time, though.
All weekend.
My buddy, look.
We took a break yesterday.
We took a break. Me and Stamos and some friends, we went to a cabin in the woods, and we had a good old time. We had a hot tub. We had a campfire. We went to a winery. I believe that it was called the Deep Creek Winery. And we went to a place called the Natahala Brewery. And we had some good food.
What's the name of the city?
Bryson City, Tennessee.
Yeah, NC. Yeah, I
made it rhyme, see. Yeah. North Carolina, not Tennessee. Right. But we said that how many times?
Some reason you want to say Tennessee. It rolls off your tongue that way.
Have you been to Bryson City, Tennessee? Leave me a comment. I'd like to know. It's a lovely little town up there in the Appalachian Mountains, right there on the Natahala River. What did you think of the winery we went to?
Winery was fine. That's my first winery I've ever been to.
So
that was my first spirits.
Nothing to compare it to, really.
No, not really.
Yeah.
It was fine.
We were greeted. So can I talk about Keith?
Yeah.
All right. So one of our friends, Keith, wasn't feeling great the next morning. So we got there on a Friday. And sadly, the jacuzzi wasn't hot enough when we got there on Friday. Took a whole day to heat the damn thing up. That's the only thing I didn't like about it. So we thought, well, let's do a campfire. So we made a campfire. We're hanging out by the fire. And we're having beverages and listening to music. And who shows up?
Law.
Popo.
Yeah.
What do you call
Law man. Big Law Bear. Man.
Big Bear.
Yeah. Big Bear showed up. Apparently we were being too loud.
Which is weird because we had our own house. We're out in the middle of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
But we were in a holler, and the things echo in a holler.
In the holler.
Would you call it a holler?
It was a holler.
Kind of a holler.
It was kind of down in the valley.
Yeah, right. And so I felt bad for the cop when he pulled up because we're all in our 40s. This dude's probably like 28.
Yeah. He didn't want to be there.
No, he pulled up, and we're sitting there looking at him like, oh, man. And you always get that first, like, reaction, like, cops.
Yeah.
Do we pour our beer out?
I got warrants.
Yeah. So he pulls up, and we're like, oh, man, what's going to happen here? And I felt bad for him because he had to put his mask on, and he was doing his clipboard and gets his stuff out. And as soon as he gets out of the car, I was like, too loud, huh? He goes, yeah, I've had two calls. Can y'all hold it down? Like, yep, sorry. He gets his car and leaves.
Yeah,
it was that simple. But Keith, that night, maybe he had one too many. I don't know. He wasn't feeling good the next day. And so he drove separately to the winery. What I loved about the winery was, as soon as we go Deep Creek Winery, they've got two dogs that greet you as soon as you pull up. Okay, now you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
All right. These two dogs come up. It's a big Labrador blonde dog, and then they got another one that's big, big happy dogs, right? And I love dogs, and these guys pull up. They go, hey, everybody. And then Keith pulls up in the Jeep, and it just went with the day because he wasn't feeling great. He was a little cranky.
He didn't want to be there.
Both these dogs walked over to the Jeep, and they both peed on his tires.
On his tire, yeah.
It's like he didn't even get out of the car. But, no, we had a great trip. Hey, do you want to see what the cabin looks like? Well, I could show you the Alan Jackson. Let's show off the cabin. That's what it is. Bryson City Bear Trot. Now, see, you got a nice little A-frame cabin, and then they added on to it. So that's – and that, yeah, there you go. There's the hot tub. Looks like it's far away from the house, but it's not. It's right there in the back. That thing took a whole day to heat up. Now, there's the campground. That's the campfire. We never got to the s'mores, but we definitely burned some stuff. And there it is. Nice little circle drive out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, good relaxing weekend.
It was a great relaxing, fun – medium drinking weekend.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even that crazy. The food was great.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, by the way, for that. So
I mean, so I didn't cook it.
Yeah, you said you would pay for all the food.
I'd pay if y'all cook.
If we cooked.
Yeah.
And we got salmon, ribeyes.
What did we get?
Oh, bunch of stuff.
No, what was that first fish?
Oh, salmon. Is it salmon or salmon?
Are you doing it on purpose?
No, it's salmon.
You don't pronounce the L.
It's salmon?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. I don't care, but I don't know if you're joking or not.
That's the way I say it.
It's incorrect. I want to save you further
embarrassment.
Yeah. Salmon. Just pretend the L's not even there.
Salmon.
Yeah. I know you want to hit that L, don't you?
I do.
I know.
Because it's in there. That's how you spell it.
It is in there.
It's silent L.
Salmon. Yeah. Yeah. Intern Isaiah, do you know how to say that word?
Salmon.
Yeah. Would you have known before this?
Yeah, that's how I've been pronouncing it.
Okay.
Mark pronounces it wrong.
There you go. You just got slammed by the intern.
What do you know?
Look, I think he's coming in neck and neck with you in the good looks territory. I don't know what it is about Isaiah, but he's starting to look really good. You been working out, dude?
Well, he's been taking tips from me.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, I talk to him quite often and give him little hints and little secrets and little extra things.
Something's working for him. He's got that glow.
I'm happy to see it.
Yeah.
He's come a long way. He's a growing boy.
And ladies, I don't know if you know this, but he's eligible. This is a young, single man. And here in a minute, we're going to play a dating game. And we want you to ask us questions about Isaiah. We're going to introduce to the ladies Isaiah. It's going to be like a quinceañera like a bar mitzvah. a redneck bar mitzvah for my friend Isaiah. And so we are actually going to do this segment on the show. We're going to do a dating game. Each week we'll have ladies, hopefully you will leave comments. And if you're interested in playing the dating game, eventually we'll have you Zoom into the show. We'll give you our Zoom number. And we'll make it look like a dating game. We'll have Isaiah up there. He can't see you. You already know what he looks like, but he won't be able to see you. But we'll see you. We'll interview you. We'll ask you questions. You'll be on the show. And you'll get to go out on a date with Isaiah that I'm going to pay for. I'm going to send you to one of the best steakhouses in Hickory, Charlet Steakhouse. Would you agree?
That's the best. And you said limo, too?
We're going to get him a limo. And we'll take them somewhere else to an event. I don't know what it's going to be yet. Maybe it'll be a baseball game. Depends on what's open. You know,
skate
COVID
land.
Rules. Maybe skate land.
Movie theater.
A movie theater.
Wait,
maybe
skate. Listen, I've never been skating, so you
even better.
Well, hang on. I don't want you to narrow the field, ladies. Don't
you,
let that.
You don't
let
want that, me to fall and bust my ass, do
or
you?
Or do I? I mean, look. This is content for the show, Isaiah. We need you to. It'd be hilarious if you fell
so
down.
So you need
I,
me to
I, honestly,
fall
yes, I want you to fall down and bust your ass. I think it'd be hilarious. As long as you don't break your coccyx. Okay? Don't hurt your coccyx.
Bad butt bone, right?
Yeah, it's your butt
I've
bone.
I've dislocated mine before. Another show, another story. Yeah, I dislocated.
Wait a minute. Is it possible to dislocate a coccyx?
Yes.
I did not know this. I know you could break a coccyx.
Yeah. Do you want me to Google
I want you to Google dislocated coccyx. And do that while I talk about other things. Maybe it's another time, another story for another time. But you fell down and you hurt your butt bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they x-rayed it and it was over to the
you
side.
You know who else
Vince
did that?
Back in.
Kenny Powers on an episode of Eastbound and Down.
See? So it is true.
Skating. He did it. And they had it canceled like a whole week of the show.
Oh, he did it.
Because he was in the hospital.
It wasn't for part of the show.
No. It was for the show. But they were actually skating and he fell down and hurt himself. Okay. It was the episode that Marilyn Manson was on. Season 5. My season. Anyway, so look, ladies, get ready with your dating questions for intern Isaiah or Isaiah the intern. I keep switching it, but you know what I'm talking
both
about.
Both
But first, we like to talk about what's trending. This is like kind of a new segment we're going to start doing at the top of the show. What's in the news? What's trending? Best trends? Well, I'll tell you what's trending. This just happened today as we're talking, as we're going live right now. It is Tuesday, February the 23rd, and earlier this morning, Tiger Woods was injured after rolling his car this morning. Yet, here, I'll read you what happened here. Los Angeles County Sheriff's confirmed that Tiger Woods was involved in a single car crash with major damage to the vehicle this morning. There were no other people involved in the crash, according to the department officials. Woods is currently in surgery after suffering multiple leg injuries, according to his agent. His injuries are not life-threatening, according to statements given to the USA Today. In a press conference, first responders said they did not see any evidence of impairment as a factor in the crash, but it's still too early to tell. What are your thoughts, Marcus Stamos?
He's had a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
He rebounded and was coming back, and he's back in the news again.
Have you seen the new docuseries on Tiger Woods? I think it was HBO.
No, I haven't.
Did a three-part series about it. His life and his ups and downs and everything else. And I think immediately people that are kind of like that have seen that or know what he's been up to lately are thinking it could be pills, because that's what happened another time.
On the oxys.
Yeah. Pain medic. How many back surgeries has he had?
Yeah. He's like had a lot of surgery.
7 or 8. And so that's your first thought, right? Like, oh, no, he's back on the pills. But it was 7 in the morning, and he was actually going to a video shoot. Like, he was doing these instructional, funny videos. Like, he was going to work with David Spade and some other celebrities on, like, giving golf tips. It was going to be for, like, a travel show. So he was on his way to a job, right? So I don't think he was – I don't think this is a let's get effed up day. I think this was like, I'm late for work. I got to get in this car.
Hurry.
And these hills where he is, you know, these are some windy roads, and he likes to go fast. He's an adrenaline junkie, so he's probably going fast. Maybe he was texting.
Yeah. Maybe he fell asleep.
Maybe he fell asleep.
Tired.
Maybe a deer come running out of the woods and he swerved. Or maybe he was messed up.
We'll probably never know.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it's not that, and I'm glad he's okay, but now he's getting surgery to his legs. It's going to set him back all over
again.
Might
be it.
Yeah.
Hope not. I like watching him play, man.
I have a theory, too, and I hope I'm not right on this, but he could be addicted to oxys again. And, you know, like some people, like Michael Jackson and other celebrities, would get a lot of surgeries over and over. They got addicted to surgeries because they knew
they got more pills.
They would get the pills. Mm. And even if it was a minor thing, even if a doctor said, well, you know, we could operate or you could just do some physical therapy. And if with that, I think it's fine. Or we could do an operation. And they'd be like, I'll take the operation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know I'm going to get the pills.
Stuff comes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's not that. Anyway, get well, Tiger Woods. And that's the car right there. That's nasty, huh?
That's beat up.
Yeah. You like Tiger Woods?
He rolled stuff up. Yeah, I like it. I like to watch him.
Have you been in a bad car wreck like this?
I have not. Never even seen a real car crash like this.
Have you ever been
in
a car wreck where you roll it or it flips over?
No, but I know you have.
Yes, I have.
And you were in a – were you in your Geo Tracker?
Close. Suzuki Sidekick.
Sidekick. Even worse. That's what it was.
I think it's a step up.
You had a Sidekick.
No, a Suzuki Sidekick.
That was nice. I remember that. That was nice.
Yeah. Big, red, boxy Suzuki Sidekick.
Yeah, just asking to flip over.
I mean, they're basically
– those things are horrible for that.
Yeah, they're light, boxy. They're not aerodynamic. They're box kites. And I was in North Dakota, and I was driving. It was, like, really bad out, and it was just starting to rain. But the rain was turning to ice, and I didn't know it. And I slid on black ice. Some people call it crystal meth. I call it black ice. And, oh, Isaiah liked that one. Look at that. Well, you got a good laugh, man.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
I'm telling you, there's something about you, and I'm hoping that the ladies are picking up on it.
What color did you say your Suzuki Sidekick was?
It was red.
Oh, my Papaw Elsie had a white Suzuki Sidekick.
Papaw who?
Elsie. That was my great Papaw.
Oh, great Papaw.
Papaw. Mm-hmm.
So this was your great Papaw. Mm-hmm. Elsie. How do you spell Elsie?
It's like. Elzie.
You don't know how to spell this of Grandpappy's name.
Making it up.
That's a cool name, though, Elzie. Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone named Elzie.
And his wife was named Flossie.
Flossie?
Flossie. Yeah. I love it.
Elzie and Flossie.
Flossie. I'm so Flossie.
Cute. I bet they were a cute couple.
Oh, we need to see old photos of Elsie and Flossie.
Oh, my papa Elsie, he looked like Don Knotts.
Oh,
like
back ladies, I hope you're listening. You could hook up with, what'd you say? Who?
Elsie?
He looked like Don Knotts.
Oh, Don
back
Knotts.
When he played in the Andy Griffith show.
You know what? I think when he says Don Knotts, I thought Don Johnson.
Don, yeah.
Miami Vice.
Don Knotts was a very cute guy, I guess. I actually heard that Don Knotts was quite the ladies' man.
Really?
Like secretly.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. One of the best cocksmen in the game.
Cocksmen.
Quietly.
Yeah.
He's a big hitter.
Would have known it.
Yeah. Anyway, hope Tiger Woods is okay. No, I did roll my Suzuki Sidekick in Fargo or somewhere in North Dakota. It was bad. Black ice. I slid. It started spinning like this. And I thought it's one of those wrecks where you think you've recovered and you got it.
Yeah.
You relax and then you don't.
Yep.
Like I recovered twice, and it flipped over on the side, and it went down a hill, and I'm like this, and I'm in a ditch, and there's water coming through the car, and I'm standing in it, and I'm like, what just happened? And it happened so quick.
Could have drowned.
Yeah. I mean, I had my seatbelt on, so I wasn't on any barbiturates.
Did you total the Suzuki
I did.
Sidekick?
No, I messed it up pretty bad, and I had to stay an extra week.
Oh.
There, because I took it to a body shop, and I was just hung out, canceled everything else, and just paid for my own hotel room, just stayed there for an extra week.
Damn. And you lost your Sidekick.
Well, I did get it fixed, but
yeah.
He's messed up. All right, let's go to the comments. What are you guys talking about? Don't forget, we got Bill Engvall is going to zoom in here in a little bit, and we got a great small-town news story, and we got things that are in boxes that we're going to that we got at a Goodwill Hunting Unboxing Edition. But I want to know what the people are saying, Isaiah or Elliot. Any interesting comments? Who wants to go first?
Samantha said, quit pimping that boy.
It's not pimping. I'm just trying to help him in life. I mean, he's an eligible bachelor who has a lot of love to give, Samantha, and I want to help him.
You know, like it's not pimping. Feel like it's something you should do.
Yeah. Elliot?
Yes, sir.
Your turn.
Mo TVFL says Suzuki Sidekick and Geo Tracker are the same thing. My tracker has a Suzuki motor in it.
Mm. Okay, well, Motive whatever. Mine was a four-door red Suzuki Sidekick. Not a convertible, not a soft top. It was a hard top. It had four doors, and it had the little thing that you would do. Trackers in my brain are two-door, and they have the soft top. Yeah. So that's the difference, FYI.
Both really cool, though.
Both were awesome. Yeah,
definitely cool.
Ladies loved it. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones that never saw me like the way that I rhyme and roll. The reason why, man, I don't know. Let's go, cuz. All right. Well, maybe it is time that we play the dating game with Isaiah. Ladies, get your questions ready because here he is. All righty, look at this young man right here. That's right, ladies. His name is Isaiah Pennell, coming in at 5 feet 10 inches, around 200 pounds. He likes to cook. Do you like to eat? He likes to cook. Also loves to eat. He loves wrestling, and his nipples are freshly sanded from a pet egg. Ow! What are the questions? Elliot, what do the ladies want to know? Ladies, this could be yours.
Still waiting.
No? Well, Marcus, what questions would you have on a first date if you were to go out with Isaiah the intern
Okay.
What would let's ask Isaiah. Isaiah, what would be your ideal date? Like if you're the first date with a girl, what's the perfect date to you? And please don't make it X-rated.
Wait, I can't make it.
No, I'm trying to help you.
I can't make it X-rated.
Yeah, go ahead. It's just your life.
How did you know I was going to go that route?
Because I've seen the gifts you've given me. Look at the adorable laugh, girls. Come on, ladies. Free trip to a steakhouse, limo ride, and to an event. You get to be on the show. It's a free meal. And you, at the very least, you might make a really, really, really good friend.
Maybe even throw in some flowers.
Well, there'll be flowers. It'll be very romantic. We're going to make it cool, dude. So, ladies, ask us some questions about Isaiah. Go ahead, Isaiah. What's your ideal first date?
Listen, now, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't been on a lot of dates.
Well, okay. If you had to make up one in your head, like, what would be the perfect date for you?
Probably just something like casual, just like going to this cozy restaurant, maybe listening to a live band play, something.
Oh,
like
there
that.
You go. That'd be cool. Now, let me ask you some dating questions. Marcus, you got some dating questions?
Yeah. So I would ask, how do you have fun, Isaiah? Like, what is your idea of having fun?
My idea of having
fun? Yeah, let's say you got the whole weekend to yourself, and you got a lady with you.
I like taking, like, trips to the mountains and stuff, like going up on the parkway and
Why don't you tell them about the mushrooms idea that you had? I mean, you like what to cook?
Mushroom? Oh,
yeah, talk to the ladies.
The morel mushrooms, that's like an Appalachian thing. You just take these morel mushrooms. They're also called dryland fish, and you fry them in flour and stuff.
See, ladies, look, this man is going to cook mushrooms for you. We're not talking about psychedelics. We're talking about real edible mushrooms that you would eat with, you know, you would go to as an appetizer, get some mushrooms. What did I say, marshmallows?
Something like that.
Yeah, I meant mushrooms. Okay, well, Isaiah, do you think it's okay to kiss on the first date?
I mean, it just depends on what you're looking for. If you want something slow and steady, or if you just want to jump right into it.
Yeah, you would have to feel her out, right? You have to just go with the flow, see what it's like. Well, I can't wait to see how this turns out. Elliot, now look, because the camera is on Isaiah, I need you to be feverishly looking at the comments section, because I want to know if there's anything, any girl out there that would like to play the dating game with intern Isaiah and get a free meal and flowers and all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Well, Maria Adame Sturgis asks, does he drink?
Can I answer that?
Answer honestly. Look, you answer honestly.
I mean, yes, I've had a beer a time or two.
Yeah. So, I mean, how old are you? Tell me how old you are.
19.
He's 19 years young, right? But, yeah, I mean, he's not... You know,
he's not legally able to drink.
He's not, but he's had beers.
Mama would get him.
You've given me chocolates with liquor in them.
I like wine better than I do beer. Like a good Moscato, especially a peach Moscato.
That's delicious.
That is blowing my mind. I never would have thought you would have said you like a pink Moscato.
Because I don't. No, peach. Peach.
Or peach. I mean, just wine in general. That's
Moscato.
Great.
Well,
and I don't like dry wine either. I like the sweet wine.
Well, because you're a sweet boy.
And he has a sophisticated palate.
Right. He has a sophisticated palate. And we were just at a winery. Had I known, I would have brought you a bottle of some white Moscato. Any other questions?
Well, several of the women say that he's too young for them, but he's very cute.
Okay. Ooh. Well, ladies, just know that we're going live now, but this is going to be out there for a week. And every week... we're going to, you know, whittle it down. We're going to get some girls in here. They're going to zoom into the show, and you're going to be on the show, and we're going to play an old-school dating game with Isaiah. All righty. Shall we move on, Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless there's any other questions, we're going to move on.
One gentleman wants to know if he's interested in a sugar daddy, whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
Would you like well, to I mean, wait a second.
A sugar daddy?
Isaiah, I didn't even ask this question. It is 2021. I don't even know your preference. Do you like just
you
girls?
You made up that shit.
He didn't indeed.
Oh, wait, Elliot, did you just make that up?
It's crazy.
Oh, that's great.
That was great.
Oh, that's great.
I don't swing that way.
Okay, so you're a heterosexual male looking for a female. Mm-hmm. Got it. So, ladies, here we go. Here's your chance.
Let the fun begin.
Let the fun begin. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about this real quick. Netflix is going to there's going to be a new show coming out March 19th called Country Comfort. And it's about a it's like an all shucksy sitcom starring Catherine McPhee. And she's an aspiring country singer, and it has been this trailer has dropped, as they like to say, and they and people are trashing it already.
Already, and it's not even started.
Not even started. Yet, so. And here's my theory, and I've only watched the trailer, and I feel like any time Hollywood tries to do something country or southern or rednecky, they somehow drop the ball. Something don't work. I don't understand why they would have chose Catherine McPhee, number one. She's not from the South. She's from California. Mm. She's not country. She's pop. And, all right, let's watch a little bit of the trailer and let you decide. We'll watch a little bit of it. I'll talk over it so we don't get banned too hard. But here we go. There she is. She's a beautiful girl.
I remember
her
from American Idol.
She sounds country. Yeah, she was on American Idol. That looks like it takes place in Tootsie's, which is an iconic bar in Nashville. And people are just trashing it.
Listen, aren't you from the Nanyang district? No? Dang. Do you have any Cures in here, kids? No.
Yeah. So it looks like it's a laugh track or it's in front of an audience, but I don't know how they would have done it during COVID because you can't have an audience in there.
Oh, I'm Bailey.
What are you going to say, Marcus?
It reminds me of like a Good Luck Charlie show or something.
Well, it looks like a Disney sitcom, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, that's good. Well, anyway, that looks like it's getting trashed, but, you know.
So
we Country Comfort.
Country-ish, the show that they tried to
well Country-ish didn't happen because you know, we threatened them with lawsuits.
We were already there.
All right. All right, so wait a second. Are you telling me is he in the bullpen? Okay, this is great. I don't want to keep this man waiting, and I hope that you've asked some questions for our guest Bill Engvall, because he's in the bullpen right now, and I don't want to keep him waiting any longer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to the show, Bill Engvall. Take another look and tell me that. And he's right here talking to me right now. Mr. Bill Engvall, how are you, buddy?
Reap, I'm doing great. It's so good to see your smiling mug.
Thank you. So where are you zooming in from now? Are you in Denver?
We're in Denver, which is why, you know, I had this beautiful white wall put up behind me just so that I look somewhat younger, but
it's a new place, I guess.
Yeah. We live now in Park City full time.
Okay.
But we got a place up here cause we want to start, you know, I'm getting older, Reepy. I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this. You know, I'm just kind of, I always said, I don't want to be that guy that when people come see the show, they go, oh, he should have stopped, you know, a year ago, but I still love it. I still love the stand up, but you know, I'm going to start spending more time up here in Denver because of the granddaughter now. And,
well, that's great.
You know, I, as I told my wife, my biggest fear in the world is dying on the road. That would just be the worst.
Yeah.
You know, you're in some Ramada inn and they find you 3 days later and,
Yeah, I know. Like,
and because you know, everybody go, well, it had to have been drugs and whores. That had to be
right. Well, I mean, I that is a fear for me too. And I even had a thought of dying on stage. Not like your material sucks, but physically,
right, just literally
dying. It could easily happen. I mean, didn't D.L. Hughley just pass out on stage because of COVID or something? And people thought that he was joking at first.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Everybody's going to think it's a big yuck.
Yeah, right.
Until you're, you know, you're laying there peeing yourself. You know, it's like, but I, you know, I still love the stand up. I really missed it. I didn't think I was going to miss it as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when COVID hit, but it's. I'll tell you a funny story though. I did a show at the Depot in Salt Lake. It seats 1,200, and they only sold like 200 tickets. But it'd been so long since I'd been on stage. When I got to my signature piece about here's your sign, I couldn't remember any. Oh. And so I just said, hey, do y'all have any favorite Here's Your Son?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God, Bill. The same thing happened to me in Tampa. I was forgetting. Not only was I forgetting my bits, I was forgetting what I called them. Like, yeah. My own names for them, you know? And I was like, oh, my God. So what I do in those moments.
I don't know if you're like me. You know, I've got the albums.
Yeah.
But I hate listening to myself because I sit there and go, what are these people laughing at? This is not even funny. That's
what, yeah. And I hate it's the way I sound. It's interesting to know
that I'm not my own type of comic.
That's great. So you're in Denver. One of my favorite comedy clubs is in Denver, the Comedy Works.
Best one around.
Yeah. Downtown, by far, one of the best clubs, if not the best club in the country.
Yeah, I was there. When I used to go there, I was following. I mean, they had, first of all, Denver's got probably at that time had the strongest bench. I mean, I was following like Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
You know, all these cats, and they were strong, man. And you couldn't lay up. But the room was always just fire hot.
Yes, that's one thing I love and hate about Denver simultaneously is like I can't go there and just relax and phone in my set because I know I'm going to follow three headliners that are going to try to destroy me.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was a great place to learn.
But it's great and I love it and the crowds are great. And this happened to me one time. And this was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I'm in the green room back there. Hanging out with the other comics, a waiter or waitress pops her head in and goes, hey, John, I don't know if anybody's told you, but Bill Engvall is out there in the crowd. And I was like, oh, really? Cool. Oh, nice. Well, does he want to come back here and say hey? Does he want to do a set? Or she's like, I don't know. I just – he's out there and he just – someone recognized him. I said, okay, cool. And then I was just curious, so I started like looking through the curtains. I'm like, where's – where is Bill Engvall sitting? What's he doing here? Does he live here? What's going on? Is he shooting something I don't know about? And so the whole show goes. Every comedian does their set. No, there's no Bill Engvall. I do my set. I'm on stage. I'm looking around. I can't see where Bill Engvall is. At the end of my show, I'm selling my merchandise. And the last guy to come up to my table walks up to me. And it's a dude who kind of looks like you. And he said, do you know who I am? I said, you ain't Bill Engvall. I know that much. He goes, I know, but everyone here believed it. And he got free drinks. He got free food. He's a guy yes, there. You have a doppelganger in Denver who's pretending.
Okay, wait a minute, dude. Wow. Okay, so I was doing a show here in Denver at the Paramount.
Uh-huh.
And I was back in the dressing room before I, and my daughter and Gary Brightwell was there. He was opening. And this guy walks up, and he kind of looks like me. And I said, hey, man. He goes, hey, Bill, how are you? I said, good. And I go, I thought he worked at the theater because he just walked back to the dressing room.
Right.
And we started talking, and as we were talking, I realized he wasn't. He was just a fan. And I go, how did you get back? He goes, oh, I just came back through the curtain. I said, was there not a security guy there? He goes, yeah, I just kind of waved at him. And so I go, well, okay. I said, well, it's really nice to me. I took a picture with him. You know, I was nice to him. I said, you know, you kind of need to go back to your seat. Right. So he goes back into the theater, and we're all just kind of sitting in the green room like, that was weird.
Yeah.
Here he comes again, and he goes, hey, can you get us better tickets? My wife said the seats suck. I go, dude, you got to get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Bet it was the same guy.
I bet you it is, and it is alarming. You'd be surprised. I mean, the regular listener, viewer of this might be surprised at how there's really a lack of security at comedy clubs.
Well, yeah, for comedy. But, you know, anybody could walk back there with a gun or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, many times I've had someone walk in, like a manager or an agent or a wait staff, and then some random person will be standing next to them. And we're both looking at him like, who's that? And they're like, I don't know. I thought you knew who it was. They're like, I don't know who that guy is. He's like, oh, he's just a fan. He just followed you in here. Yeah.
I know.
So when is your next show? And when's the last time you performed?
It's going to be February the 27th in Surprise, Arizona at the Performing Arts Center there.
Sweet.
And I tell you, this is how long it's been since I've been on stage. I had a dream that like they, I got there and they go, just so you know, this is owned by the Mormons and you can't do any Christian stuff. You can't say God. You have, you can't wear shoes. And I was like,
you can't wear shoes.
I don't know what. I, but I woke up going, you know, and I got a friend who I play golf with. He's got like a party bus of people coming to the show. I'm like, they're going to get here and they're going to be in trouble. They're going to wear shoes. And it's like, so I'm like, I guess maybe I'm a little nervous about getting back on stage.
Here's your sign. One of your signature bits. How did this whole thing start?
You know, Reap, I get comedians all the time, not all the time, but every once in a while they'll say, how do I write a catchphrase? Mm-hmm. They're like, here's your sign, or get her done, or you might be a redneck. And I said, the thing is, you don't write it. You don't choose it. The audience does. I thought that they were going to hook into Dorkfish.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, when I first recorded my very, here's your sign, my first album, this is a kind of funny story. All I'd ever had to compare myself to was Foxworth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he had gone through the stratosphere.
Yeah.
So our manager said, all right, we're going to release an album. Here's your sign. I go, here we go. Yeah. First week it was out, we sold 100 copies across the country.
Oh, wow.
That we sold one in Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, what the hell? Why isn't this is a good album? Why is it? Well, then we did, Travis and I did the song together.
Okay.
And the problem was that the song wasn't on the album. And that's where people were, where they want, but once we re-released it with that song on it, it went crazy. But Here's Your Sign, wow. The genesis of Here's Your Sign was, the bit used to say, I thought stupid people should be slapped.
Yes. Okay.
And one day my wife, who was always looking out for me, said, you know, you don't look like the kind of guy that walks around slapping people. And so I was working at the Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And, you know, you're there for 6 days, so you got time to work on material. And I came up with this idea of a sign that just said, I'm stupid. And whenever somebody did or asked something stupid, you just give them a sign. And then that way, nobody else would rely on them. You yes. know, they would just look at them and say, oh, never mind. Yeah. Didn't see your sign. Well, it got so popular that I used to sell paper signs with a string on it. They said, I'm stupid. And I'd sell them for $1 a piece or 2 for $5. And you'd be amazed at how many people went, 2 for $5. That's pretty good right there.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, every once in a while, you know, someone will come up to me at a concert and they'll have a sign that I had signed for them. But I tell you what, I don't know where I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Johnny, if that hadn't hit.
I also talk about my dad a lot in my comedy. My dad was a big influence on my stand-up. He was always the funny one in the house, and I was always just trying to make him laugh. How about you? Was your dad a funny guy?
Yeah, Dad was very funny. Dad was a doctor, and he always kept the operating room light, and you know, and people really appreciate. And I think that's where I got my sense of humor from. One of my favorite dad stories that I pulled on him is years after my grandparents had passed. When my grandmother got older, she really kind of started losing it, you know, mentally. She was visiting planets we didn't know existed.
Right. Yes.
And so they couldn't get out of the house. So Dad put them on Meals on Wheels, which is a great group. And one day their Meals on Wheels lunches was late. And my grandmother got so mad, she called 911 to complain. Right. And so Dad told me this story. And well, grandma and granddaddy passed away about, I don't know, they've been gone now about 25 years. But before Dad died, I was in L.A. And one Saturday I got up and I called his house. Now, they live in a little small town in Texas where everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom answered the phone and I said, listen, I said, this is Sergeant Johnson with the Georgetown Police Department. And I said, I was wondering if I might speak to your husband. And she goes, well, he's in the shower. And I said, well, if you could get him, ma'am, that'd be great. She goes, well, you know, she's Southern woman. I said, well, all right, you know. And so now I'm laughing because I have a mental picture of my dad dripping wet, holding a towel, mumbling, why the damn police call my house on Saturday morning?
Yeah.
But he gets on the phone, and he was nice as pie. And he said, I said, Dr. Engvall? He said, yes. I said, this is Sergeant Johnson with the Georgetown Police Department. And he goes, well, how are you today, officer? And I said, well, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. He said, what can I do for you today? And I said, well, I said, listen, we got a little bit of a problem here. We're clearing out our books for the end of the year. And we noticed that we had to send emergency vehicles out to your mama's house because she called 911 about their Meals on Wheels lunches being late. And he goes, officer, that woman was crazy as hell. And I said, well, I said, that's great, but that's not really our department. I said, we just want to get this fine settled up. And so I hooked him for about 40 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
I made him. I said, at one point, he said, I'm not sure I understand how this works. I said, well, I said, here's how it works. I go, whatever they had for lunch that day will determine how big or little the fine is. And he said, I'm what? And I said, well, like if they had like a bowl of soup, that's only like $10. I said, but if they had like a meatloaf sandwich, I said, sir, did you ever done this? Or your mama cooks you a meatloaf and that next day you cut you a cold. And I described this whole meatloaf sandwich. He goes, boy, I tell you what, I love them sandwiches. I mean, I knew I had him hooked.
Oh, that's great.
And I had him going. And finally to the point, he goes, look, officer, he said, I can't remember what the folks had for lunch that day. I don't, it's too far back. He said, why don't I just pay the larger of the fines and that'll cover everything. And I said, well, I said, I sure wish we had more folks like you in the world. I said, but you can see how that screw up our books, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, I guess it would.
Wow.
And I finally said, Dad, I'm not even disguising my voice. I'm his only son. It's not like he could say. And I finally went, Dad, it's me. And he goes, you know what? Go to hell. And like, slammed the phone down. But I love, Dad was always. We, you know, I'll tell you a story that's really always good, close to my heart. Here's a man who was an anesthesiologist, a doctor. He'd done everything. And one day he said, you know, I've always wanted to try what you're doing. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. He goes, I always thought stand up. He goes, I think it's just really cool that you're doing it. You know, I didn't catch any grief. You know, he was always supportive of me. You know, I made it on my own. But the fact that you know, I was like, why would a guy that was a doctor want to be a comedian?
Yeah. But, well, that's awesome.
But we always had Bob Newhart records and Bill Cosby records and, you know.
Yes, same here. I mean, it's weird to say now, but Bill Cosby, I remember as a kid sitting in the living room with the whole family. And we watched Bill Cosby himself. That was the name of the special. And it was the funniest thing that I had seen at that age. And my dad was laughing his butt off. And I'm so used to my dad making other people laugh.
Right.
That it was like weird to me that like he's laughing at somebody really hard. Like they laugh at him. And I'm like, ooh, right. I want that power. I kind of like the power of being able to make someone laugh.
There is, I will tell you this, that you know, and you know this. There's nothing, there's no drug, there's no liquor, there's nothing that's better than when you are in the audience or on the same wavelength and you're just rolling.
Yeah.
And you just know you sit in your mind, you're thinking, I could do this for 4 more hours.
Yes. You got something that people can watch right now called Bill Engvall, Just Sell Him for Parts.
Yeah, that was the last special I did. I'm not even sure where you find it anymore. I think... They tried to put it on Vudu, and I was like, my people don't know how to get – I don't even know how to get to Vudu.
I think it's also on Amazon Prime. I think you're on Amazon Prime as well.
Yeah, it's a, you know what? It's a good special. My favorite bit of that whole thing was the first time I ever smoked pot story. That was probably my favorite story on that whole album.
Oh, yeah? I was just looking at the one about your grandma telling the story about the suit – when your grandpa buried.
Well, we bought it. Might as well. For people who aren't from the South, I really feel bad for them because they don't understand. That's just the way people talk. You know, it's like, well, we bought it. Might as well bury him in it, you know?
Yeah. And then it's just like, we can't get it off of him at the very end. When you say, they say, well, how does he like it? And you go, well, we can't get it off of him.
Yeah.
That is a genius. That's, and I can see, your grandmother saying that, not trying to be ironically funny, but like seriously saying we can't get it off of him. Maybe he's buried.
Yeah, literally, we cannot get him off.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to, do this.
You always got a soft spot in my heart. I keep doing what you do. You're really, really good at it.
I will. And please let me know if I can ever return the favor somehow, some way. Don't hesitate to ask me for anything.
You know, well, you know, funny you bring that. Listen, I haven't worked in a while, and I've created this lifestyle that I could use a little cash. Be my Venmo. I'd give you my Venmo number.
Yeah, I'll hook you up. Yeah.
I got Reef, it's always good to talk to you, and I hope we get to do this again real soon.
You got it, brother. Take care, Bill.
Peace, buddy.
All right, Bill Engvall, huh? What'd you think of that, Marcus? Thank you for sitting here and not interrupting me.
I didn't say nothing.
I quiet as a mouse. That. When we have major celebrities like this zooming in, I need you to be quiet.
Yeah, it's all about you too.
And I appreciate nothing it. To do with that. Thank you. Yeah. You know he has a card, one of your Stamos cards.
Yep, he does.
Yeah, I should have told Alan this beforehand, but I actually, when I did the Nashville Squares with him, I gave him one of your Marcus Stamos business cards, yep. And there's a picture of him holding it. I think Gary Busey has one.
Yep, I remember.
Yeah. Maybe Marie Osmond has ones. I can't remember if I gave it to her or not. Look, thank you for sticking in there. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Bill Engvall. We do this all the time. Every week we have a hilarious comedian on the podcast. So you got to keep coming back, and hopefully you've shared it. That's another thing we like to talk about. We like you to share the video. So right now we're going live on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And normally there's a little share button down there somewhere, a little arrow button. Should be pointing to your right, which may be that way. I don't know. But hit that share button, and let's get some more people up in here. We had 40 people share it already. And it's a thing I like to do called the share stare. I'll give it to you again. It's real simple. I'm going to look right down the pipe of this camera. And I'm going to beg you to share. And now's the time to share, stare. Share button. If I could make you share, I'd ask you to do it today. I want you to hit that arrow button. It's pointing this way. I want you to share. I want you to share right now. Share it with your friends. Let's build this puppy up big time. All right, turn it off, Alan.
Good job.
That's fun, just huh?
Totally pulled that
thanks,
out of
guys. How red nowhere is my face, though? I feel like it's getting hot in here. Here's another deal. If you don't want to share, but you do want to help out, you can always write an iTunes review. We're, or Apple Podcast. I forgot what they're calling it now. But, yeah, you write us a nice review on Apple Podcasts. Give us a good rating. We will read your review on the show and give you a shout-out. Cost you $0, and you help me and Stamos and young Isaiah out here. Look how cute he is today. Oh, he took the glasses off. All right, you got a new review for us?
Yeah, I got a new iTunes review for you.
Let's hear it.
JGen2T. That's how it's. It J-Gen, sounds cool like that. It sounds J-Gen like a 2T. Robot. JGen2T.
It's. It sounds like a type of martial arts that you do with that headband on. What type of karate do you do?
JGen2T.
Yeah,
that's you don't right. Do that?
You don't do JGen2T. Get! You do the three finger. JGen2T. Yeah. Death grip. Read the comment, please.
JGen2T gave us 5 stars, and they said, always funny. A deaf, never want to miss. With the variety of guests, you just never know who's going to pop in. And the co-host and the interns, it's always a great show. Thanks for making the real world melt away for a few minutes of the day and getting us all to laugh a bit.
Thank you, Isaiah.
He doesn't.
Did you pre-read
periods.
These?
I don't believe in periods.
No, I didn't.
I know you didn't pre-read it. It sounded like we were at church camp and someone was making you read something from the Bible scripture for the first time in front of people. And then the Lord said on the first day that there would be light, and the light was good, and that there would not be darkness. That's kind of what it sounded like. Thank you, JGen2T, for the nice review and 5 stars. It is always a great time. And that's because of people like you who like to spread the joy. So thank you for that. Share. Rate, review, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. But I think now is a good time for me to tell you something else. I've been doing something on Monday nights that I think you're aware of it, but I'm still doing it on Mondays without you.
A little side thing you got.
I got a little side hustle. A comedian friend of mine. Also another comedian that we've had on this show. And you'll see him. A very funny guy named John Heffern.
Mike? Oh, John.
No. John Heffron. He's from Michigan. And he won last Comic Standing before me. Came in second place after that. Like, he's the only guy to win one year and then came in second the next year.
Okay. That's
pretty crazy.
That is good.
Very funny guy. And well, we do a podcast called Heffron and Reap.
I do watch.
Oh, good.
I do watch every week. It's a good podcast.
And
you guys are great.
I'll give you a little sample. We started talking about things that came in the mail, and he had some toys he wanted to show off, and crazy sort of a urban myth ghost story type thing about knock knocks.
Ooh.
Knock knocks. All right, let's watch this clip of Heffron and Reap. We'll be right back.
I just got these. They got shipped to me today, and I opened the box right before I came here, and I sent a picture to Alan. So this is what I would spend my tooth money on, Alan. If you have the picture, look what I got.
Oh, hang on. Let's look. Oh, you got Rocky IV.
Look at the workout.
Figuring the Russian workout. Yes,
I have that jacket. Like, I have that exact jacket. And I've just been too lazy, but I wanted to do. I've never seen the Rocky workout action figure before.
And three figurines from the movie Breakin'. You got Ozone, Turbo,
Kelly or Special K.
Special K.
And I felt bad about buying those, but I just wanted them because I thought these were all just awesome looking. My parents, and I don't even know how they got it, when we'd have friends over, they would tell stories and scare us and then pop their heads in windows and stuff. My dad used to tell the story. One, we go to this cemetery where you put your car in a drive and your car automatically goes backwards and you can't figure out why your car,
no matter what happens, your car will go backwards.
And then another one, my dad would say, and my stepmom, that we're going down Knock Knock Road was the name of the road. Okay. And he would tell this story, and you're telling it to children.
Yeah.
About this girl who was on a prom date, and she says goodbye. I'll never forget. She says goodbye, and he's like waving, and she's in this beautiful yellow dress that's just flowing. It's all fluffy because it's prom. She waves goodbye. He slams the door. Her hand gets caught in the door, and he drives down the dirt road, and she keeps knocking underneath the car to open up the door. That's a scary thing that they would tell us. So we would pull down this dirt road and we'd go, and I would shit. But I literally would have my eyes closed just staring at my feet, and whoever staying the night at my house, they were like looking out of the window. And as you were going down the road, you would hear knock, knock, knock. You would hear knocking on the bottom, or, somebody was knocking. Uh-huh. And I just needed, I think one of the kids was just a little bit older than me. And I remember him saying, "There she is. I see the prom dress." So it's the ghost of this girl.
Right. Okay.
Who knocks. So to this day, when I'm on a dirt road, if I hear knocking, I just assume it's the scary movie.
Oh. See what we did? We thought you was here and you was over here.
Yeah. Had me confused.
Lots of switching going on.
Lights.
Look, anyway, check out heffronandreap.com. Why don't you? Go over there and cruise around. We got old episodes, and it's a good time. heffronandreap.com. But look, we got a lot more show to do. We've got a great small town news story coming up about a guy who threw an alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru window. And you want to hear our thoughts on that. And we got boxes that need to be unned for an episode, an edition of Good Will Hunting. So you want to stick around, but we'll be right back with more country-ish after this. Why am I laughing like a hyena? Well, I'll tell you why. I'm coming to Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'm doing comedy at Hyenas. That's how they laugh, I think. Anyway, get your tickets, man. I'm going to be there February 25, 26, and 27th. February 25, 26, 27th at the Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Click on your ticket link in here somewhere. There should be a link to click for the tickets somewhere up in here. Figure it out. I'll see you there. Hey, everybody. John Reap here. Just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. We love it when you do that. Also, I want you to go cruising with me. That's right. Not in a car, in a ship. That's right. It's the Reap's Peeps Comedy Cruise. Check it out. If you go to johnreap.com, click on the Reap's Peeps Cruise. All the information you need is right there. It's in 2021. You got plenty of time. November the 6th through the 11th. We're going to a private beach in Haiti. We're going to Nassau. I'm doing stand-up. We're doing a podcast. And we're doing karaoke. 5 nights. It's going to be a blast. Get on the boat with me, John Reap, and the Reap's Peeps Cruise. All right, we're back. Thanks for hanging in there. Don't forget, we're going live right now on Facebook. I can see your comments. I got two interns checking your comments as well. We want to know what you're thinking. We're going to go for you to you from time to time. Any interesting comments, you guys?
Bob Haynes said, poor Isaiah, always with the ball busting.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a young man. He can take it. Plus, it's like an endearing thing. It's like you bust the balls of the ones that you love.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
I take it as a grain of salt.
Yeah. What? He takes it
as a grain of salt. I thought it was with a grain of salt.
You're supposed to take it with a grain of salt. But you can take it as.
You know what I meant.
I did know what you meant. But look, at least you know how to pronounce salmon, right? Let's not forget that Mark doesn't know how to pronounce it. Salmon. All right, look. It's okay, Stamos.
It's not spelled. Okay.
It is spelled that way.
I know.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the news. A lot of negative stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nasty politics and pandemics and... You know, we try to do a segment where we like to cover the things that are goofy and fun and small towny and that go with our vibe of happy-go-lucky goofiness. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes. Thank you, Leon and Jack.
Save you.
Tell us how to do it, Justin Clyde.
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All righty. I like this one, man. And by the way, this happened a couple years ago. But it's back in the news again because the dude just got sentenced. And so let me read you the headline. A Florida man was arrested for tossing an alligator into a Wendy's drive-thru window. Oh, that is such a Florida thing. You know there are alligators everywhere. Do you like Wendy's, Marcus?
Love Wendy's. Yeah. They just come up with a new breakfast menu that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You think there might be a gator in it?
Looks like it.
I like their toss salads. I don't know about their toss gators, but that's what's going on here. In Jupiter, Florida, Joshua James, 23 years old, admitted to officials that he picked up an alligator on the side of the road and threw it from his pickup truck into a Wendy's after ordering a large soft drink. Do you think he was mad?
That's all he ordered.
Yeah, he just got the soft drink.
So he was going to do this anyway.
Yeah. Maybe he said, I said no ice! Take this gator with you. Was it Wendy's that they were the ones that said, where's the beef?
Yep.
Yeah, well, there's the beef.
Yeah, maybe he wanted them to cook it for him.
Yeah, put this on the grill. The 3.5-foot alligator was later seized by Florida Fish and Wildlife officers. Now, it says here it's 3.5 feet. That seems kind of long to me. How would you throw a 3.5-foot alligator? Let's say you had... to throw an alligator 3.5 feet long, how would you throw it?
I guess like you would throw a loaf of bread, you know, like.
And how would you do that?
That.
Oh, so this is how you throw bread and alligator.
Yes. If you said toss me a loaf of bread.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
You got to hold it delicately.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't.
So it's a two-handed move.
It's a two-handed move. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I would think it's a two-handed move for sure. You couldn't throw it like a dart.
Or you could have threw it by the tail. You could have.
Well, this is like a baby gator. If it was like a, you know, talking about like a
Little, 3.5 foot. That's pretty.
But three and a half. That's like this.
It's
right?
Like it's like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems kind of long to me. It sounds like a 2-man job. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess you. Well, I guess one man could do it. One man. But it seems like a 2-man job to me. Like, here's my point. Where's the Burger King? Where's Ronald McDonald? I think they had something to do with this sabotaging Wendy's.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to raise a little hell. But don't worry, Marcus. The alligator is safe and sound because the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission later released the gator into a nearby canal.
Where did they get the gator from?
He stole it from a ditch on the side of the road.
Stole it from a ditch?
Yes. It's illegal. Yeah. So I guess, well, I guess it's not stealing, but you can't.
Out of its natural
I think
habitat.
It is illegal to be. But here's my point. It says here that they put it back into a nearby canal. So it's still at large. They didn't take it to a zoo. They didn't take it to a wildlife habitat. They put it back in the ditch.
Maybe it was better off at Wendy's.
I guess that's just where. Yeah, I mean, maybe give him a damn job.
I mean,
you know, rather, put like a little chamois on his tail. He can mop a floor.
I'd rather hang out there than I would in a, where'd you say they put it?
In a ditch, a canal.
What's? I'd rather be in Wendy's.
It's such a Florida move, though, to take it right back to a ditch. I mean, he's going to come back, right?
Yeah.
Now that he's got that thirst for Frosty and French Frosties. He's going to be back.
Yeah.
The man's mom said, this is the boy's mom, she said, it was just a stupid prank that he did. Now it's turning into this. It's stupid. He's a prankster. He does stuff like this because he thinks it's funny.
So all the stuff you did that was you thought was funny.
I mean, I've done a lot of things.
A lot of stuff.
Dangerous things.
We could have got in trouble for.
That I could have gotten in trouble for that I thought was funny.
But times are different now. You can't throw a gator through a window now.
Not when there's
back
cameras.
When we were young, you could probably do it.
I mean, I've pranked drive-through windows before. You know this. I mean, mm-hmm. You remember the Hardee's in Mountain View. We would. There was a sign on the intercom one day that said, intercom broke, please drive around. And we switched it to intercom, broke, please shout your order.
Right.
But we didn't throw alligators at people. You know, I think it's all this TikTok stuff. You know what I mean? It's like a dare or a trend. Everyone's trying to out-dare each other.
Well, he's getting attention.
Yeah.
He got it.
Actually, I think, because I looked it up, he knew someone who worked there. And it was like a last-minute goofball thing. But I don't know, that's pretty dangerous, you know, throwing an alligator at somebody. So the guy, James, now faces multiple charges, including unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator. So it's illegal to possess and move around an alligator. And he got charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And this is my favorite part. It says this, without intent to kill.
How's that even possible?
I don't know how they knew his intention.
Assault a deadly weapon without intent.
Without intent to kill. I've never heard that before. Ooh. Worst Steven Seagal movie ever. Without intent to kill.
It is.
He just wants to maim.
Yeah.
He just wants to leave you in stitches. Is there such a thing, by the way, as, because it says aggravated assault, is there such a thing as unaggravated assault? No. I mean, can you assault someone and not be aggravated? I guess you could, just being a dick. During a court appearance on Tuesday, a judge set his bail at $6,000 and ordered him to limit his contact with animals to just his mother's dog.
Wow.
So he's only allowed to play with the dog. I guess you could toss a dog. It's fine.
Yeah.
He was also ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation and to avoid possessing any weapons and to stay out of all Wendy's restaurants.
He is banned from Wendy's.
No more Wendy's, dude.
It's kind of like you being banned from. Have you ever been banned from anywhere? Were you banned
I've never
from
been
the mall?
Banned from anywhere. I've been kicked out of places, but I've never been banned. Like you know, they said get out of here, but I'd come back in a week. This dude's been banned. I don't know. It doesn't say how long. I'm assuming it's life. $6,000 and no more Wendy's. I mean. This dude's
that's
kind
bad
of screwed.
Enough.
I mean, he's 23 years old.
No more Wendy's. That's enough punishment.
It is enough punishment.
I mean, there's several thousand other
maybe he can get a job at DoorDash or Grubhub.
But he can't deliver for Wendy's.
Not Wendy's.
Nope.
He could throw an alligator at your doorstep, though. Here's your food. Here's your gator. Okay. He's not even allowed to wear Crocs, dude. Crocs was, or Lacoste
did
shirts.
Did you just come up? Oh.
I
mean,
I wrote it down. I did just come
that
up
that was good.
It. We have a video of it. And I'll show you this video here in a second. And I will tell you this. This video, I mean, the Alan Jackson. Tell me a little bit about these cameras. I know you know a lot about cameras. Do you think that this security camera, it just doesn't record at high speed? And so maybe, because you've seen the video. We've talked about it.
Yeah. So they're just, it's just recording at a very low speed. So you don't really see a lot of detail.
Yeah.
They just needed to be able to see what's going on and make out faces of people.
Is this the website? Because I think underneath this, after we show this, I think underneath it there's a – okay. So check this out. The gator is much smaller than I thought. And I heard 3.5. I thought this. And this video doesn't look like 3.5 feet to me. And he throws it sideways. It's like a damn – like a Tom Brady shovel pass.
Oh, really?
He's like, here's your gator.
Option.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, it's a little run pass option thing. All right, so the Alan Jackson, let's look at this. And we'll try and pause it, I think, maybe when we see the gator. But, okay, so here's the security camera. You see the lady there, the Wendy's restaurant employee to the left. Dude pulls up in the white pickup. There he is. There's Joshua. And he got his drink. Okay. She's like, there you go. Got the money. He puts the drink down. And then when she turns away, she turns it back. And then right here, which is, he just goes. He goes, hang on, here it comes. Boom! Now, see, it's very fast. I know. You can't see it. I mean, if you slowed it down, there's like maybe a frame and a half where you see the gator. Now, she sees it. She's laughing. Because she's probably thinking, oh, hilarious, it's a rubber gator. Like, I'm going to fall for that. And then it probably started moving. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm out of 5,000. And
she's going to clean out the window.
Yeah, she's going to go out the window. But I don't think that's.
But she's still laughing, and she's got Crocs on. You see that?
No way. Are those Crocs?
Those are Crocs.
I don't think that.
Those are definitely Crocs.
I don't know, but that's funny if they are. They look like lunch lady shoes. Could be orthopedics.
Lunch lady shoes. There's such a thing.
Yeah,
it's like there's a store you go to. I need lunch lady shoes.
Yeah, you can. You know, they're like prescribed. Like, you know.
I think so.
But the Alan Jackson. Is there a way that you think we can maybe even if we scroll down and see that other one, you might be able to see it better here.
There, now, I see it.
Do you see it, Marcus? Look.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
See it? He's coming in sideways, and it looks like it might be dead. I don't know. Maybe when you get thrown, you just kind of go. Limp, but yeah, he's throwing the gator in sideways.
Yeah,
and then she reacts. Wendy's sent the following statement. They said the safety and security of our restaurant team is very important to us, and we're glad that no one was injured as a result of what happened. And we also now serve alligator nuggets. They didn't say that part. I looked this. There's the picture. Now this is the picture that I saw originally before I saw the video. Now does that looks like a bigger gator to
that
me.
Looks nothing like the one that he tossed in there. Come on.
Yeah. Unless I don't know.
It's maybe been those, blown up. Maybe.
Unless it got small tiles.
Unless it ate a lot of Frosties and fries and got bigger.
Yeah, I don't
get
it. That's
huge.
It looks like two separate gators, right?
Yeah.
Something's going on here. This story is fishy.
Fubard. Yeah, it's fishy.
What'd you say?
Fubard.
Fubard. I looked this dude up on Facebook, and so he is on Facebook.
I wonder if he can talk about it.
And I sent him a friend request.
Yeah.
And honestly, like maybe 30 minutes ago during the show, during a segment, I looked down and I saw that he had accepted my friend request. But he has not replied to my – wait a minute. Nope. He has not replied to my message. I sent him – a message. I said, hey man, John Reap here, comedian, actor, podcaster. I do a podcast called Country-ish, and I'd love to have you zoom in and give your side of the alligators at a Wendy's story. Here's my podcast, blah, blah, blah. And he accepted my friend request, but he has not replied to me as of now. So hopefully he'll reply and we'll get a follow-up. We'll see how he's doing now.
He should. Hope he's okay.
But on his Facebook page, it says that he is now employed. He is a first mate in West Palm Beach, Florida. You know what that is?
A first mate.
Yeah.
Is he in the Navy?
No. So he's like, he works on a yacht.
Okay.
And apparently he changed his name to Gilligan and they go gator hunting.
Ah.
He didn't do that part. But his duties are cleaning, detailing, and maintaining a 130-foot yacht, but not 3 feet alligators. He charters guests on fishing trips and has plenty of experience running larger size vessels and throwing smaller size reptiles. And here's a quote on his Facebook page. This is on his Facebook page if you go to it. It says, and I changed it for John Boy and Billy, but I'm going to give it to you straight. Mama, turn your ears off. I'm going through a lot lately, but the best thing you can do when you're down and blue is say, fuck it.
That's good answer.
That is Joshua. So, yeah, if you ever want to meet the guy who threw an alligator through a Wendy's, go to West Palm Beach. He works for LG Company, and he's a first mate on a yacht, and you can go out with him.
Okay.
I think we should go. We should book a trip.
On his yacht?
Yeah.
If you don't reply back to your message, we may have to.
We'll take a bunch of Wendy's food with us.
Yeah, because
and
he
while
can't
he's
go.
Working, we'll be like, man, that's so good.
Because he can't go to one. We'll take it. One. We'll take it to him.
He can't have Wendy's. Oops. So there you go. The town might be small, right?
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All righty. Are you still with us? Are you still watching? I hope so. Hit the share button. Tell a friend about us. We're out there. But let's do one more segment, and this is one of my favorite segments because it's just us, buddy. This is our segment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Me and you, man.
And I think this would be a good opportunity to tell the audience the truth about you.
It's okay.
So, look, I'm a comedian. I like to do things. I like to mess around. I like to goof off. Yeah. And I lied to you earlier. His last name isn't Stamos. It's Hunt.
Damn it.
His real name is Mark Hunt. And I made that whole thing up because it kind of looks like a Stamos. But anyway, we like to go to a Goodwill. And we like to exchange gifts that we got each other for $5 or less. And we put it in boxes and we come out here and we unbox them. But it has to make sense as to why we got this person this gift. It's a game. Hang on, dude. Alan, you got it ready? Okay. It's a game that we like to call Goodwill Hunting. Goodwill Hunting. Goodwill Hunting.
Wow, right. you got
yeah.
Red as a beet
I
there.
I can feel it, dude.
You lightheaded?
I started laughing because we were hitting the huntings. We were really pronouncing the ings on that
hunting.
One. Hunting. Goodwill Hunting. All right. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I think I went first last time. I'll let you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you before I go,
oh.
I splurged. I went $10.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
So already. See, we like to make a game out of this, too. Who gave the better gift?
Yeah,
already you kind of cheated with that because now people are going to side with you because you spent more money on it.
Well, you give me the $5 difference. That's fine.
It's fine. It's okay. I appreciate it either way. But I got you a box right here. Look at this box.
Who's in the box?
Oh,
it's in the box.
What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Brad Pitt. Now, let me explain this to you. I got to make it make sense before I give it to him. You're a very observant guy. I noticed that about you, you know? Like when I walk into the room and I haven't seen you in a day or two, you look me up and down, you're noticing everything, and maybe something different about my hair, maybe yeah. I got new shoes. And you like to comment on my appearance right out the gate. And you do it with everybody, I've noticed it. And one time, maybe I had a little dot on my nose, and you said,
"Oh yeah."
And he said, "Oh, you got a zit on your nose." Right, like 2 seconds before we went live.
Before the show started.
Although we were sitting here for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You waited until that light came on, and you said, "Oh man, I think you got a zit on your nose."
Yeah.
And of course, I was self-conscious the whole episode. It still managed to be a great episode.
I didn't mean to wait that long.
It's fine. But I appreciate your observations on my appearance, and I got this gift for you with that in mind.
It ties into me noticing your appearance.
Unbox it.
Okay.
We got this at a Goodwill. Yep, a little bubble wrap. Oh, what could it be?
All right, take that box.
What is it, dude?
It's a game called Pimple Pete.
Pimple Pete?
Pimple Pete.
Tell people about it. What's
well,
it say?
It looks like you something squirts out of
I saw pimple. This, and I thought of you immediately because of the zit on my nose.
Yep. Let's see. Let's. Oh.
I can't believe that they made a game out of this.
This kind of looks like you. Look.
Oh, great. Hang on, Alan. Lucy. There we go. So, do I look like Pimple Pete a little bit if I didn't have my beard?
It's got your.
I don't know how you play it, but I guess you're supposed to pop zits on this dude's face.
Well, there's no instructions.
They'll make a game out of anything now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's got a bunch of these little things.
Is this supposed to normalize? Oh, looks my like, God. Look at like these little feet. Things. Looks like sperm, dude.
It does, doesn't it?
Why are there sperm in here? Look at that.
You like doing that? Just sit and do that all day.
There's a damn tank in here. I think someone mixed up the games. So anyway, I don't know if it has everything it needs. So what, you put this in here, right? I think.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's a spinny thingy.
And I assume these go inside.
What does this do? Oh, yeah. Wait, hang on. Let's see here. What's this button here? Anyway.
Take batteries?
Oh, you pull this out. Okay, so you pull that out. I don't know how you play it.
I don't either,
but I saw it and I thought of you.
All maybe, for making fun of your zip.
Here, Mark, can you come in here real quick and do me a favor? This is another intern that he's not really my intern. He's Elliot, the intern's intern. And I want you to deliver this to Elliot and Isaiah. And I want you them to try and figure out how to play this game so that Marcus Stamos and I can continue podcast.
Thank you, sir.
Wrapper or the box it came in over there?
Yes.
The box it came in. It'll have the instructions upon it. And let's let them play with that while
we do the next exchange.
My gift.
Okay. So my gift to you is
okay.
You're in the movies.
Well, yeah, I've been in some films.
You've been in some stuff.
Into the Storm, Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, some adult films in the 90s we don't like to talk about.
You like to watch movies. Let me ask you something. Would you consider making your own movie one day?
I would.
And maybe filming the movie.
Well, with the help of D. Alan Jackson here, who's got like a full production company.
You've got everything you need.
I feel like all we need really is a script and a budget. And I do have a script. I've got some screenplays written. But we do funny segments on the podcast. We can film things.
Yeah, but I think I've got something. That way Alan don't have to get his stuff out.
Oh.
Something you can take around and use yourself.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can't.
So make, you if you want to make a movie or a little, you know, a little something with it.
Oh, all right. Thank you. This is what was $10.
This was $10. I went overboard and couldn't help it.
Okay.
So if you want to go out and do your own thing without Alan having to get his equipment out,
yeah,
this is for you.
Oh, man. All right. What's this? Oh, looky here.
Yeah.
Look
at that, Alan.
It's an RCA camcorder.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Do you remember? See, the kids nowadays don't know the struggle.
The can move.
Yeah.
It's got, this is great. It's a good shoulder workout,
you
too.
You put the VHS tape in the side over there.
Yeah, VHS.
I don't know if a lot of people probably don't know what that is anymore.
RCA. It was $10. My goodness, buddy. You did splurge.
Yep.
Does it have here's the battery right here. This is the battery on the back.
You just got to find a battery charger.
Yep.
And
there's it is. That's the viewfinder.
I think we're good to go.
See? Do like this, then you could be on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Do you remember when we were kids? We would go to playing ball games or whatever, and the parents would have these on their shoulders, and they made tripods, these huge tripods from the
My dad, when he worked at a Goodyear, he was the manager of a Goodyear. They also had like electronics and random things, trampolines.
They had some nice stuff there, yeah.
So when they first got this, he brought one home one day. And I think I was in the 7th or 8th grade. And he just filmed all of us playing outside one day. And there's a whole videotape from something like this of us. It's right when the space shuttle exploded.
Okay.
Because he had all of us telling NASA jokes. It was horrible.
No.
Yeah. It was horrible. We did an ugly face contest. I did a fake Ernest P. Worrell commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Hey, Vern!
Yeah.
And all of it was filmed on something like this. And I wonder if this thing works.
That's
dude.
Probably, I would say, early, mid-90s.
Alan,
maybe?
Is this something that you would think is cool as a nostalgia piece? Do you have something like this already? Is this worth anything?
I do. So I've got a little collection of some old film cameras, and I have an even older VHS camcorder than that one.
Oh, wow.
That was actually two pieces.
Oh,
you had
really?
The camera you put on your shoulder, and then you still had to carry the actual thing that recorded the tape on your shoulder as a pack.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
This has got autofocus. It's 24x zoom plus DSP3.
Yeah.
Color view up here.
Color view.
All right. I feel like this was the one that was in Back to the Future.
Yeah, maybe. They don't make them like this anymore.
21 gigawatts! Marty, they found us! I don't know how they found us, but they found us!
So you're welcome to gift that to Alan if he thinks he would like to add that to his collection. You
Well, Alan, I do have some VHS tapes that we need to digitize.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we'll find something useful for this.
Yeah.
But I get it. Thank you. I would like to be in the movies.
Yeah.
And now I can make it happen. Thanks for your gift.
VHS.
Let's go to the interns. Have you guys discovered anything about the Pimple Poppin' game, Pimple Pete?
We're still getting it figured out.
Okay. Elliot's got his readers on. Yes. No, you don't. Yes.
Well, we've got it loaded up, and Mark has loaded up an instructional video. But
I see. So you're looking up the video of how to play the Pimple Pete game.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, this is great. Maybe it's next. Missing. Maybe I could keep reading.
I think it's missing a piece.
It's missing several pieces.
Is it the tank? Because it came with
there was a random tank in there. This is what happens.
That makes it even better when you go to Goodwill.
There's, I don't know if this is part of it, but it could be. It was in the box. Mark, come in here. I wonder if this is some missing pieces. This is a random Lego.
Yeah.
That was in there. This looks like something for a popping of pimples. Let's see what that does. See if that's anything.
That has nothing to do with any of that.
All right, folks. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Country-ish. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. We're not just live on Facebook and YouTube. We're an audio podcast as well. And if you're that kind of person who likes audio podcasts, please subscribe to our podcast. If you go to... look, we'll start there. There's my website, johnreap.com, and there's many functions you can do from there. Ginger Beard Man is still available Amazon Prime. But if you click on my podcasts, right, boom, you'll see there's two of them that pops up, Country-ish, or you could just go to countryish.com, and you'll see we've got all the audio versions right there. We've got the latest video right there. There's the last episode with Cowboy Bill Martin. And if you scroll back up, you can become a Patreon supporter. We are listener supported. As you've noticed, not one real commercial on here. So we're doing this for free. Actually, I'm spending money doing it, so I hope you like it. But if you want to help me get my money back, you can become a Patreon supporter.
I mean, you gave me $10 earlier.
I did. Well, you spent $10.
Well, see, there you go.
So, you know, help us out. Become a Patreon supporter. There are perks that go with that. We got merchandise. We got hats, T-shirts, koozies, all kinds of fun stuff. Come see me. I'm on the road. Go to my tour dates. There they are right there, johnreap.com/tour dates. I am in Memphis, Tennessee, Wednesday night. Fort Worth Hyenas, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then in March 19 and 20, I will be in Chattanooga at the Comedy Catch Comedy Club. I'm still doing cameos. If you want me to send you a personalized message, I can do that. Go to cameo.com/John Reap. Any final thoughts, Stamos? Anything less you want to say? Elliot, you got your head up like you have something to say.
No, sir.
Oh, you give me a wanting eyes.
Still trying to figure out how to
We're
make
working
this thing
on
work.
Pimple Pete. Right.
Throw it to trash.
Come back next week. We're going to figure out what's up with Pimple Pete. All right. For Elliot the intern. For Elliot the intern's intern. For young bachelor intern Isaiah. For Amar. For the Alan Jackson. For Marcus Stamos. I'm John Reap. A bicycle.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back, but I wouldn't know that I'm from a cul-de-sac. Don't chew tobacco and I don't smoke crack. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, a simple kind of life, every dip and no harm, but I do know a guy with only one arm. Keep your fancy smartphones and yourself parked cars. Thank God I'm country-ish. Well, I got a podcast, it'll make you giggle. It ain't number one, it's right in the middle. The town's not big, but it ain't too little. It's time for country-ish.
Hey, everybody, it's me again. I just want to say thank you for listening or watching this podcast. You know, we couldn't do this without supporters like you. Oh, wait, are you not a supporter? Well, you could be. It's real simple. Go to countryishpodcast.com. Click on the word support. That will take you to our Patreon page. That's our support page. And from there, you can support us many different ways. There's different levels. You got $5 and up. You got Pewter Pro, Rhinestone level, Executive Zirconia, all the way up to Platinum Elite. And all of them come with different rewards. We're talking hats, t-shirts, ginger beard masks, even be a guest on the show. You got to check out our Patreon page. Go to countryishpodcast.com, click on support, and thank you. Oh. Here's your sperm.